100% black owned and operated.
They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live in New York City talking about in and everything. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Have wills will clean. I want to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping nuggets that will make you live the best life you can. Listen, people, I have an awesome special guest on with me today. You're going to get some nuggets that will just make your life be the best it can be. His name is Griff. He's the founder of Success, the Process Success Foundation. He's also a comedian. Now, he's got a double whammy to lay on you people. He's a comedian and a Christian. Now, you can't find those two combinations in most people, but he will make you laugh. Laughter is good for the soul, let me tell you. And he's one that will put that laughter in your soul. Now, he's an orator, U.S. Army veteran, and a national syndicated on-air personality. Griff, like I said, is the founder of Process Success Foundation, an organization that teaches young people steps to be great. Thank you, Griff, for that. We need that man in their lives, I'm telling you. Now, with an unforgiving, wanderlust spirit, Griff became the first American to tape Comedy Central Africa, having spent over 25 years of stand-up comedy. He's an author, a father of five, has forged his career at the intersection of faith, philanthropy, and humor. With an infectious energy and unmistakable voice, yes, he got that golden voice like my coach, Biddy Rather Jr. Griff contributes laughter, sincerity, and a real-world approach to living inspiration out loud. He's on 103.9 The Light with Erica Campbell in the morning, so get there and listen to him. Good afternoon, Griff. How are you?
It's really weird hearing my own bio because you don't do the things for the things, you just do them because you can. So I'm humbled, I'm blessed, I'm very grateful for this year. Thank you for the interview, Linda.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. I'm really excited. So I would like for you to tell my listeners, Griff, what has been the lowest point in your life and how it has gotten you to where you are today?
I think being born into my dad's been married five times, my mom's been married nine times, and just growing up in dysfunction and anger and violence and rage. And God just promised me when I was 10 or 9 that all the generational curses with my family end with me. So
Hallelujah.
Even though I was going through it, I knew that my latter years would be my best years. So I just concentrated on that when I was young, just like during the pandemic. If you complain, if you worried, if you, you just said, oh, 2020 is the worst year ever, and you kept saying that, you're actually speaking those things into existence. So I took this whole year a time to praise the Lord, a time to recognize and be grateful and thankful. I mean, 2020 was a great year for me. I pray for the people that passed, but people pass every year, you know, and God covered my family. And God covered my family from illness, and we just very covered. And I thank God for putting us in a wilderness, because we know while you're in the wilderness, there's a Canaan land on the other side. So if you celebrate the manna, if you celebrate the pheasants, then it'll put you in a more grateful spirit to receive what's coming next.
I totally agree with you, Griff. I mean, if there's ever been a time to pray and praise and thank God, it is right now.
That's right.
I had the opportunity to catch you on a show there in Durham, North Carolina, last year, and you got to meet my mom, which she was 99 at the time, and your whole show was geared towards her. I mean, I know you was like, who is this lady laughing at this comedy show? She was about to fall out of the chair, wasn't she, Chris?
But you know, the best part, so this is a blessing for me. Here I am, a boy that wanted to be a comedian since he was 3 years old. Last year, that time I was 48, and here's a lady that's 99 years old in the front row, rolling, like slapping her knees, cracking up about what's happening. And the more she laughed, the more I gained. The more it's going down. The more they laughed, the more I gave them more, you know? And it's crazy that show was a great way for me to end 2019, because it was called Ha Ha Holidays, and we were giving away stuff, and it was just a very great, it was a blessed time, and your mom being in the front, she did change the whole trajectory of the show.
That she did, and I mean, after that show, it was like she talked about you every day.
Well, the fact that I couldn't go to her birthday, I couldn't go to her birthday party because I was traveling, and I couldn't go to the funeral because I was traveling as well. But those were things that I definitely wanted to do in 2020. So what a life to live to be 100, man, and still be, like y'all was telling me, she was driving still, and she, I was like, all right, don't let somebody drive grandma to the grocery store like that. Now, come on now, she don't need it. And you know, I love it that she had all her senses, she had all her tact, you know, she wasn't 99. She wasn't 100 looking out a window. I had a great conversation with your mom.
Now, what you said, you found out you wanted to be a comedian at the age of 3. How in the world did that happen? I mean, did you have an experience with God? And he was like, you were put on this earth to give laughter to the people.
My mother had me at 15, and she worked at convalescent homes when I was growing up. So when I was 3, she would say, "Go make the people laugh," and she would put the seniors in half a circle. So I've been performing for seniors. I was on a geriatric tour for like 5 years. And it just made me, you know, people in a nursing home just want to be talked to. So it taught me how to have a crowd, and how to deal with a crowd. And the seniors were the first people that listened to me. So it was very easy for me to talk to your mom and be funny towards your mom because I really started my life like that.
Oh, well, did you, I guess you had no clue where that was going to lead you later on in life, right?
Oh, no, I wanted to be a comedian since I was a kid. Like, I like it's the only thing I ever wanted to do. I never had a backup plan. I was going to be a comedian.
And that was the only thing, Griff.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You could call any of my family members. You can call all teachers. I went to 21 different schools growing up, and every teacher at every school knew I was going to be a comedian when I grew up.
Oh, wow. You talking about some dysfunction, 21 different schools? How did you stay focused?
Well, going to that many schools was a blessing. Because who would have known then having to figure people out and still remain the same would be my life later. So school is nothing but a microcosm of what life is. You know, you got your jocks, you got your cheerleaders, you got the girls that's in the library, you got the Mexicans, you got the special ed, and they normally be real cliques. So what I did my whole life is just hung out with all the cliques. I hung out with the special ed kids. I hung out with the jocks because I played football. I liked to read, so I was in the library with the cute girls that wore hoodies. And I did the same thing at every school. I befriended the bully, and whoever had fun with the bully left me alone. So.
Right now. I know that's right. That's how you do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so all these different people in and out of your life, I mean, how did you deal with that, with both your mom and your dad?
I stayed with my mom, then I would stay with my dad, and then my father was abusive, and my mom got abused. So my whole life, I was just ready to leave home. I really went to court when I was 15 to find out how I could be emancipated. And they was making it sound too difficult, so I just stayed. But I was ready to be on my own at 15.
And so you stayed home till you graduated then?
I graduated from high school when I was 17. I joined the military 3 weeks later, and I started doing comedy the day I got out of the Army.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome. I tell you, that church thing you do on 103.9 The Light, I tell you, you be praying up something, Griff.
Well, you know, it's very important, and what a blessing to be on the radio with Eric Campbell from the group Mary Mary, and to be syndicated across the country, and just being positive and laughing. And showing our mistakes and being transparent. I mean, that's what people need, you know, every day. That's what you need. You just need to see that, you know, you could be from an abusive family. You can be from a large family and no one treated you the way you wanted to. You can get evicted. You can get repossessed. But God is still turning around for you. And that's all we want to let people know every morning, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, you really got to get on that. What, you got something in 6 o'clock? Is that Central?
We syndicated across the country. We on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. You can go to getuperica.com and listen to us from your house. If you're in another state or city, you can check your local listings to see when we on. But it's better to go to getuperica.com or even download our app, Get Up Mornings.
That is so awesome. I mean, you and Erica just bring so much joy into people's life. I mean, if they're having a bad day, they need to get up and listen to you and Erica on that get up morning. I tell you, because that would just set their day.
We take it as a high responsibility to deliver God's word in a way that people understand. We really take it very seriously.
Yeah, because, you know, I grew up Southern Baptist, but we couldn't laugh in the church. So
yeah, I ain't grub like you people. I don't know about y'all people that don't laugh. God told me to laugh. Proverbs 17:22 say laughter is good for your soul. It don't say nowhere else where anything in the Bible is good for your soul except Jesus. And then laughter is number two. So that means all the joy, all the goodness, all the happiness that the Lord is, he gave me a pinch or a pinch of that to give to the world. And I carry it the way strong.
Yes, you do. I tell you, I am so glad I got out of that Baptist denomination. So I can laugh at church at my age right now. And like you said, because you take that, laughter is good for the soul. So you take that and run with it. That's one nugget for y'all listeners. Laughter is good for the soul. And you can laugh.
It's how we deal with our tragedy. If you look at the drama mask, one is happy, one is sad, and it's tragedy and comedy. But our tragedy is everybody else's comedy. So it wasn't funny when my father was abusing me or when I was watching men abuse my mom, but we had to find a way to not cry all the time. So it is inside of me and my family that we deal with pain, like head-on laughter. For example, my Aunt Kitten, the oldest aunt in our family, we were on the Zoom on Wednesday, and she's gone. She has cancer, and she went to the hospital yesterday, but we all wanted to pray for her on the Zoom, everybody in the family. And while we were on there, she was like, you know, they're going to take half my stomach. And we was like, oh, Ken, you're going to be fine as hell. Half a stomach gone? Tell them to take half my stomach.
I know that's right. They need to take half of mine right now, too, Brent.
Man, listen. And you're going to be okay in 6 weeks? Come get this half.
I know that's right. I know that cup of rolling. I know that part kept her rolling when you told her half her stomach did. It's going to be all right.
Oh, man. But you know, she laughed, and it's how we feel, man. It's life is short, and you can think about all the things that you don't have and how somebody treated you when you was 11 and now. But if you don't forgive and if you don't repent, and if you don't thank God for the new mercies that you get every day, brand new, clean slate, then you got other problems, man. And guess what? I'm going to talk about you. Whatever. You're not going to come around me with low self-esteem, talk about, well, I know if I had your hand, I'd cut mine off. You would cut your hand off? Stop playing.
Oh, my God. God, that is so right. It's when, you know, there's so many ungrateful and unthankful people in this world, and just to have life is just something to be grateful for, that you can wake up every day and be
That's
a
right.
blessing, not only to you, but to, you know, people don't realize we're here to be a blessing to others, not ourselves.
Well, you are supposed to understand God's word and go do the same. You know, you supposed to love your neighbor. You supposed to treat people how you want to be treated. I don't want nobody to cut me out, so I ain't going to cut us out nobody.
Amen.
I want somebody to make me laugh. I try to leave every day when I wake up, I say I want to laugh hard 1,000 times. Now, if I only can laugh when I go to bed and I only laugh hard like 200 times or 311 or 141, I still had a goal.
Well, that's a blessing you set a goal, because I know by the time you get through laughing, you're tired and ready to go to sleep, right?
So for me, I just go hard all day. If God gonna give me the oxygen and the blood circulation and the feeling and sight and hearing and touch and mobility, then I'm gonna use it to the fullest. I'm gonna use it to the fullest every day. And if I happen to die in my sleep, I live my life the way I wanted to till I die.
I know. It's like the day my mom died, I called my coach and I was like, I just found my mom dead. And he was like, Linda, who do you know that's 100 besides your mama?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's people dying at 31. Your mama lived to be 100 years old. That say a lot about your family tree. That say a lot about your life expectancy.
Yes, it does. I have to tell people that all the time. I got a long life expectancy, but.
Oh, man. If your mama lived to be 100, you looking at a good 85, 90 by yourself.
Oh, no. I'm looking for the rapture. I'm not going to taste death. I'm going to be one of those special ones. That's my goal.
I know that's right.
Yeah, it was funny because, she said she was always telling us that she wanted to live to be 120. So when she started saying she was getting tired, I was like, oh, no, you got 20 more years to go, sister.
I know that's right. Don't be changing your mind now. I know that's right.
So are your parents still living?
My mom, I just talked to my mom about an hour ago. All my family is in California, except for my father. He lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to have a special Christmas just having your parents alive.
I'm going to have a special Christmas just for being alive. I got engaged. I got engaged last month in Hawaii. I went to Hawaii to go visit my sons, my oldest son's first son, and then I proposed to my girl. We getting married on the 30th in about less than 2 weeks, and then we going straight to Tahoe.
All right. You working those airways, huh? You ain't letting me stop you.
This is a blessed year. This is a blessed year.
Well, congratulations on that. I was like, oh, he's in Hawaii and got engaged. That environment will do it for you, Grill. I'm telling you.
Oh yeah, I have been lying to her for months saying that we're gonna go visit the baby. And then I tricked her.
Oh, wow. So I know she was real excited, though.
Oh, she was beyond excited.
I can imagine.
She got engaged in Hawaii. It was her first time in Hawaii. What woman? That's a woman dream come true.
I know, because, I thought Florida was beautiful. Were you guys in Honolulu?
Yeah, we were in Honolulu, then we flew to Maui. I proposed to her at Waikiki Beach.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yup.
Yeah, when I went to Hawaii, I was like, oh, my God, Florida can't touch Hawaii.
Oh, no, can't nothing touch Hawaii. It's just a beautiful place in the middle of the water.
Yeah, it was funny because we didn't even think about it. Because I think I told you my mom was my mom was a hostage in the Japanese embassy in 41. So I wanted to take her to Palm Harbor, which we did, and we were lucky to have a friend living in Honolulu. So, but we got to L.A., and we didn't know it was 6 hours over the Pacific. So Fortunately, I put her in first class, and, you know, I had to sit in coach, so she was concerned about that. But, you know, when we landed in Hawaii and found out we were over the water for 6 hours, I'm like, oh, my God, how are we going to get back home?
Right.
You know, she had a good time, and I couldn't get her to go out on the boat, but she was glad she got to go to Palm Harbor, let me tell you.
Well, what a blessing. I'm so celebrating your mama every time I think about her, because I'll never forget her laughter, and I'll never forget the conversation that we had. I pray for her. Like, I really pray for it. And that she changed the end of my year.
Yeah, and I kept telling her, I said, okay, Griff's going to be in North Carolina hopefully again, so you're going to go and you're going to laugh harder this time. But unfortunately,
right, that was the plan. But
yeah.
That was a plan, but I thank God. I thank God for his plan. You know, that lady, like, she know Jesus. She ain't want to be here no more. God gave her 100, and now she gets to be with him. And I think I'm certain that's where we all want to be. I don't want to be down with these mean human beings. I want to go to heaven.
Exactly. You know, you got to get born again, and we weren't taught how to do that. So that's my goal right now, to go around the world and tell people how to get born again, because they just
absolutely
don't get it. They don't get it, Griff.
Amen.
I'm telling you. Well, listen, Griff, thanks for taking out your busy schedule. I know you're busy and planning this wedding and stuff, but I do appreciate taking time out your busy schedule to do this interview with me today. So give my listeners free nuggets to help them live a better life.
I will. Hey, babe, come here. Hold on. I'm gonna let the listeners talk to my fiance, and then she can tell y'all. I'll introduce you. Hey, Linda, this is Lanika. Lanika, this is Linda. Her mom was the lady that was 99 in my comedy show last year that lived. Remember her? And she passed after she turned 100. This is her podcast. This is her daughter.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, I'm so wonderful and blessed. I cannot complain.
Well, congratulations. Griff told me he dropped the bomb on you in Hawaii.
Yes, he did. I had no clue whatsoever. Very surprised and happy.
I can imagine.
Yes.
Yeah, we were looking so forward to seeing him this year in North Carolina, but like you said, my mom passed in August, so we're still going to come, Griff, when you come to North Carolina, though. You need to let me know. Okay, so I was asking Griff to give my listeners three nuggets that would help them live a better life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay, three nuggets to help to live a better life. Definitely get a better relationship with the Lord, first of all.
Amen.
Yes, read your word and pray. Secondly, I would say be more open to listening to others. Yes, listening to others and just loving on people. And thirdly, love on yourself and get healthy. Exercise. Do something for yourself.
Yeah, he was telling me about his land. I'm like, yeah, they need to come get half of my stomach too, okay? He's going to make the problems for that after that operation, let me tell you.
Oh, no. We all have to take care of ourselves. So how are we going to love others if we don't love on ourselves?
That's definitely a fact. That's definitely a fact. Mm-hmm. And the hardest thing that I had to grow up with being sheltered is that when I came out into the world, to find out there were a lot of selfish people. So yes. I was like, wow, I can't believe these people exist.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It is. But you know what? God wants us to forgive them and just don't change. We don't change because of their selfishness.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you ain't going to be too selfish around me because I'm going to bring it out of you. Trust me.
I know that's right. I love it.
Yes. Well, thanks for participating in the podcast today. I know I'll get to meet you sometime down the road.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yes, and I can't wait to meet you also. You have a very Merry Christmas.
You do the same. You're going to be in some hot weather on that honeymoon, I see.
Oh, in Lake Tahoe.
No, that's cold weather, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
cool. Yes, I don't think it's going to be warm.
Okay, come on, Griff, now. You got to tell why you're going to give a cold weather for the honeymoon. But I know the Griff.
Oh, I love it, though. I'm from Kentucky. They were saying it's going to snow there for Christmas. I was like, but then I thought about it. I said, I see some snow.
Oh, Griff got an agenda. That's why he took you there, trust me.
Always.
Okay, well, you can put Mr. Griff back on the phone.
Okay,
and like I said, I look forward to meeting you in the future. Thank you as well.
Thank you. God bless.
Same to you.
All right, Landon, thank you for having me, man.
Okay, Griff, I'm wishing you a Merry Christmas and a long married life. Married life, because it's going to be difficult sometimes, but I know you'll make her laugh so hard. She'll forget about every problem she got, okay?
You know what? She is a piece that I always needed my whole life, and I'm glad God gave it to me in my latter years. So we're going to be okay. Happy baby Jesus birthday to you, Linda. Tell your family I say hello. Stay blessed.
I will, and thanks again. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Again, I want to wish all my listeners a happy and merry Christmas and a happy, happy New Year. Hopefully, I'm praying that it's going to be better than 2020, because God does not want his people to continue to suffer. So get born again and live your best life. Don't forget to go to lindamonroe.com, order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. It'll be a great Christmas present. I'll send you a gift as well. And if you don't like reading, I have it in audio, and I'll read it to you. So until next week, be blessed, and God love you, and so do I. The best is yet to come. Be blessed. Thanks, Griff. Love you guys.
One hundred percent black owned and operated. They said it couldn't be done.
We did it anyway.
The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.